stations all over the state that touch farmers in a very direct way.
Indeed, local radio is still the best way to stay connected to your local community.
Be sure to listen to this station throughout the week, not just for RFD Illinois, but for also market updates, news information, weather, and much more coming from the network and from your own
home. Your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, invested in space age technology.
He'll get a good look at a big fence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump will go to the border in California today. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump heads to Calexico, California today as he ramps up the pressure on Mexico to stop migrants and drugs from flowing illegally into the U.S. A day after the president backed off an earlier threat to shut down the border, he made a new threat.
What's more real initially is tariffs on the cars coming in, a 25% tariff on the cars being made in Mexico coming in.
The president said he would now give Mexico a one-year warning to deal with what he's called a crisis at the U.S. southern border. Dave?
And John, the president's reacted to what's in a book about late former First Lady Barbara Bush, that she disliked Donald Trump since the 1990s, thought he was greedy and ugly. The president told the Washington Examiner, "I've heard she was nasty to me. She should be. Look what I did to her sons," referencing his 2016 primary victory over Jeb Bush. Howard Schultz says...
RASH 284888.
Michael Cohen already got a medical delay in reporting to prison, pushing it back from March to May now. He's hoping House Democrats help him stay a free man.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is hoping to delay his upcoming three-year prison sentence and maybe even get his sentence reduced by offering congressional Democrats what he calls new evidence. Cohen's lawyers say he has discovered 14 million files from computers and phones ranging over the past 10 years that would be of value in the investigations against President Trump. Meanwhile, House Republicans say Cohen lied during a February hearing about his ambitions within the Trump administration and about his contacts with foreign entities. Cohen pled guilty last year to tax evasion, fraud, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations. In Washington, Chad Langell, Fox News.
We will get an update on the job market next hour. The government's report for March. Economists expect about 175,000-180,000 people were hired. But the unemployment rate they predict will remain around 3.8%. On Wall Street, before the report, stock futures have been up modestly the day after the Dow's 166-point gain. Now sports. He did not give up a hit.
Strike three call. Trevor Bauer has fanned eight on the night. He strikes out three in the seventh.
And that was it for him. Bauer also walked six. So after throwing 117 pitches, the Indians pulled Bauer from the game. He did not get to go for a no-hitter. Cleveland did win. The Indians beat Toronto 4-1 on Sports Time Ohio. The Atlanta Braves beat the Cubs. That's Chicago's fifth straight loss. In basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks clinched home court throughout the playoffs, beating Philadelphia to clinch the best record in the NBA this season with three games to play. The defending champion Golden State Warriors beat the Lakers to move closer to clinching the top seed in the Western Conference. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes, Colorado Avalanche, and Pittsburgh Penguins all clinched playoff berths with wins. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fares subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, April 5th edition of Byers & Company.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There are a couple of things that are inevitable when spring comes, and one of those is the Mega Raffle, and we are kicking off the 2019 Mega Raffle today, and it is going to be fun. Here is how you participate. You can call right now, and here's the telephone number, 875-7950, 875-7950. Tickets are $100 each, and you can purchase them by calling that number or going to stmega.com. They're only going to sell 5,000 of these tickets. Someone's going to win $100,000, and here is the deal. We are going to be doing three separate drawings here today, one each hour, and we have 10 tickets each for the first hour. So if you buy a ticket right now at 875-7950, call right now. Operators are standing by. They will get you into the drawing, and at the end of this hour, somebody's going to win 10 free chances to win $100,000. So if you buy a ticket for $100, you win 10 tickets. That's like $1,100 worth of chances to win $100,000. We also have a $500 cash drawing that we're giving away here today, courtesy of our good friends at Hickory Point Bank. We've got a lot of guests that are coming in the studios. We'll be visiting with some of the folks from St. Teresa. We also have a little bit later today, Tom Schneider, Tanya Andrix, and Howard G. Buffett will be in the studios. We'll talk about that $25 million gift that was announced yesterday afternoon to the Community Cares Campus, which is going to help DMCOC and Baby Talk, among others. We'll also be visiting with some other folks throughout the morning here on an action-packed Friday. But it is the big kickoff to the Mega Raffle. And the Mega Raffle has been going on for a very long time. Back by popular demand, by the way, are the bundle promotions. And this is underway as we speak. Buy two tickets, get a ticket free. Buy three tickets, get two tickets free. Buy five tickets, get five tickets free. So if you call right now and you buy five tickets for $500, you're going to get 10 tickets that you know of. You could win another 10 on top of that at the end of the hour. So then you could have like $2,000, 20 tickets, and 20 chances to win $100,000. There's a $10,000 super early bird drawing, and all of the tickets bought through 6:45 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, will be included in the drawing for the $10,000 being held at the Dorfor Brewing Company. That event will run from 5 to 8 with the drawing at 7 o'clock. There's a commemorative pint glass. There's all kinds of details that we'll get to as we go on with the show today. But the $100,000 is up for grabs, and here's the telephone number, 875-7950. 875-7950. Buy right now, and you're in the drawing at the end of the hour today to win 10 free tickets. We'll be doing that again in the next hour and again in the 8 o'clock hour, and a $500 prize just for playing along today and getting jumped in on the early start to the Mega Raffle here today. 875-7950. 875-7950 is the telephone number. We have a lot to get to here today. It was a fun day yesterday out at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. And we want to thank again our partners at Hickory Point Bank for sponsoring our broadcast of the Herald and Review's Community Leader Breakfast. And it was a lot of people that were out on a rainy morning. Turned into a rainy day, but turned into a rainy night, which turned into a rainy morning. But we're going to have a full forecast coming up for you in just a little bit. It looks like that's going to get out of here, and it's going to be beautiful today and tomorrow. So I went home last night, and I thought, well, what am I going to watch? I got to watch the 85 Bears, because I just listened to Dan Hampton for, you know, 45 minutes talk about all the great stories. And that documentary, that 30 for 30 series that was on ESPN, came out, I think, in 2016. And I will tell you, if you are looking for it, I found it on Amazon, my Amazon app, for $2.99. You could buy it.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
$2.99?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a throwaway. I mean, I don't know what the throwaway price is, but $2.99 seemed like a throwaway price.
This day and age, for sure.
Yeah.
Easy.
So that, because we talked about this yesterday, ESPN, everybody's clawing back their product for their own apps and their own entertainment streams. And I thought, well, okay, I looked on Hulu, no go. Looked on Netflix, no go. Looked on the Xfinity app, no go. Looked on Amazon, and there it was. I was on my iPad, and you can't, for whatever reason, and there's a very complicated reason behind why you can't buy that stuff on your app. You have to buy it on your television because of who gets paid and how it gets divvied up. It's very complicated.
It is annoying.
Yeah,
I've run into that before, yes.
But on the TV, there you go, $2.99, and there you have it. So I did watch the 85 Bears last night, and I did watch Dan Hampton, among all of the others. Mongo was crazy, right, Steve?
Yes.
Michael? I mean, and still is nuts.
Yeah, he is still kind of out there. I remember after he had retired and all those things there, he showed up on the wrestling scene for quite a while, made a pretty good living in World Championship Wrestling, doing all kinds of things, and now he's a part of the Dan Hampton band and still doing crazy things.
Yeah, he looks like he was like sitting in a bar, probably maybe a bar he owns or something, you know, up there with that just that crazy look in his eye. It was really worth watching again. So I wanted to let everybody know, we talked about that yesterday. Where do you find it? You can get it on Amazon for $2.99. And I'm it's the bachelor pad over the last couple of days.
Sure.
At the household. So I've been able to watch whatever I want to watch, which has really been sort of freeing.
Is it a weird feeling to know that, okay, well, I guess I can watch whatever I want to watch tonight. This is different.
It's weird, but it's also restrictive in that I don't want to, I won't watch something I know that she wants to watch.
Yes.
So I will hold off on that, and I'll find something that's out there and very obscure. And so last night, you'll be proud of me, Matt Hall. Matt Hall sitting in along with Rachel Devereaux. Lindsay Romano is doing some work for the YMCA this week in Indianapolis. By the way, Mike Pence is there. And evidently, every time she went to her hotel room, she had to, like, go through two metal detectors and have her purse searched. Like, every time she went to her hotel room.
That sounds like a Whitehead production.
Well, the vice president of the United States, I don't know if he was there for the YMCA thing or if he was just there for something else. But if you've ever been around presidential security, you know it's a thing. All right, 875-7950, 875-7950. Call right now. Buy your ticket. You could win 10 free. We got the deal. Buy two, get one. Buy three, get two. Buy five, get five. That's all on top of the 10 that we're giving away each hour for free and the $500 in cash. And then let's not forget what the overall grand prize here is, $100,000. What would you do with $100,000? So give us a call right now at 875-7950 and get your tickets. Get it. And by the way, when your name goes in this hour, it goes in for next hour and the hour after that. Early bird buyers are the smartest because you're in for three drawings. So you have three times the chances to win the freebies that we're giving away.
That's incredible. It's the best way to do it. Phones are ringing right now. Our things are lighting up here. So get in and get your tickets now if you want to get a chance to get those three chances to win some big things today.
All right, 875-7950. So last night, I don't even know if you'll know who this band is. Are you familiar with L7?
L7, yes.
Are you a fan?
I'm going to say I'm a huge fan, but I do recall their music for sure, yes.
Okay. Last night, I watched, as I was on Amazon perusing what was available, there is a documentary called Pretend We're Dead, and it's all about L7. And as one of the band members described it, it is a rags-to-riches-to-rags story. And they were an American sort of punk rock band that came out of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That they started, and they were sort of in and around the time of Nirvana and Sonic Youth, and many of these other bands that sort of made it and made it big. And they were sort of, you know, 85 to 2001 was when the band was together, but they were kind of associated with that grunge movement, but coming out of Los Angeles. I love these stories. I mean, I could watch them, and Lindsay doesn't like them, so I kind of have to watch them, you know, when she's gone. But Danita Sparks and Susie Gardner, and they had then the bassist and the drummer joined the band, and then they had a lot of drama. This was a lot of home footage. You know, mm-hmm. They had cameras. They went on tour when they sort of hit it, and they had an MTV video that was big. And you watch them just sort of be in a genre that wasn't really female friendly, mm-hmm. Not music, but this grunge sort of thing. And it was constantly, you know, oh, you're a girl band and all the things they went through. And at the very prime of their career, they were clearing about $500 per month per band member. That's the most money they ever made.
Wow. That's,
it was sort of like people were saying, well, you're on the cover of Spin magazine and you're touring, you know, Brazil and London and you're all over the world. And yeah, they were broke. I mean, they couldn't pay for anything. And it is a fascinating look at what are pretty hardcore, women. When I say hardcore, I mean in a good way, like just, you know, music people. And I wasn't a huge fan of the music. It was okay, but I thought the documentary was fascinating.
I will check it out. That's interesting. I haven't seen that one yet. Where was that on?
It was on Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
Yeah, it's called L7 Pretend We're Dead, and it's like an hour and 41 minutes. But I found myself highly intrigued with just the story of these women, you know, as they go back to 1985. I mean, you know, and then watching as all their friends or their people in their circle made it huge. Like all of a sudden, Kurt Cobain's on the cover of every single magazine and everywhere. And before that, they were just people struggling to buy cigarettes. That's just sort of the life they were leading.
It is. It's some of those other documentaries, you'll see the terrible vans that they drove around cross country to get the things. Oh, my goodness.
And when they ended, they finally ended in 2001. They had formed their own sort of semi-record label because their Warners had dropped them. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got dropped by their record label while they were playing with Kiss. So they were opening for Kiss and got news before they went on stage that they'd been dropped by their record label. And then after that, they tried to start their own. The company went under. They didn't even have the money to buy the CDs back from the company, so they all ended up in a landfill. It sounds depressing,
yeah,
but these are very strong women. that have a point of view, and it is highly interesting. And some of the stuff they did just to shock and go with it, and it was fun. Anyway, L7, Pretend We're Dead, check it out. 875-7950, give us a call and get in. We've got a lot to get to here today. The money raised from the Mega Raffle and all the other fundraisers that St. Teresa does helps make up for the $6,100 gap left per student after tuition is paid. So, you know, they want to keep tuition affordable at St. Teresa. So the value of going to St. T versus what people pay in tuition isn't the whole cost. And this money goes right back to the student-based learning. And the operating cost to educate a St. Teresa student is about $13,100. Tuition this year costs $7,000, so that covers about 54% of the operating cost. So by buying this, and you don't have to care about any of that, you can just try to win the $100,000. That's okay, too. But that's what the money goes to. 875-7950. Remember, the buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free. If you buy five and get five free, then literally your name is in the drawing 10 times for those 10 free tickets we're giving away every hour. Your name is in the drawing 10 times for that $10,000 early bird. Your name is in the drawing for 10 times for that $100,000 grand prize. So call right now, 875-7950. They'll take Visa, cash, check, credit card. You can also go online. Once again here, I need to, all of the information is spread out through several paragraphs. I'm going to organize this a little better during the break. The website is...
I believe it's St. Teresa.
No, it's Saint. It's S-T-T... Daggone it, I had it right here. Where did I do with it? It's S-T-T, so St. T. Mega, MEGA.com. Or call, as everyone is, 875-7950. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this. Matt Hall has your WSOY three-day forecast.
Free Friday, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. For your Saturday, this sounds beautiful. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m., with a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 47 degrees.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. That's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby.
Woohoo!
Limitless Decatur. Know it! Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
This is the St. Teresa Mega Raffle Kickoff on WSOY. Buy your tickets now by calling 875-7950.
All right, we're back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Here is the deal. There's evidently a phone issue going on outside. All of the calls that are coming in are they're having a hard time, something with the rollover line. So what we're going to do is we're going to switch it up here. If you've been trying to call and get in, I apologize. We were using the St. Teresa phone number to roll over to our phone lines. That is not working. So here's what I want you to do. You can call the normal number you're used to every single day here on Buyers & Company, 875-1340. That is the telephone number. It will still get to you to the St. Teresa operators, and you can get in on this. 10 free tickets we're giving away at the end of this hour, 10 free tickets at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, 10 free tickets at the 8 o'clock hour. There's a $500 prize courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. They got their special going on that is literally where you can buy one or buy two, get one free. You can buy three, get two free. You can buy five, get five free. Call right now at 875-1340. That is the telephone number, 875-1340. They will pick up your call. You can use your credit card right there over the phone. You can also go to St. T, that's S-T-T, Mega, M-E-G-A.com, and purchase your tickets online. And if you do that, you are also in the drawing for all the prizes that we have today, including the $500 prize that we're giving away courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. And Dave Brandon joins us here this morning. Did you like Dan Hampton yesterday? It was fun, wasn't it? Okay, I'm trying to try this again here. We got to have all the microphones turned up, Rachel.
Testing one.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, yes, I did. I really enjoyed Dan a lot. His humor, especially, I thought was very well crafted.
It looked good for 62, and you know, a lot of times you see those former football players, and they sort of like they have a hard time getting around. He looked great, I thought.
I've seen Dick Butkus, as have you, and he just looks like a bag of bones. I mean, it's terrible what the NFL does to their bodies, but they seem to willingly give it up.
So, I guess so, yeah. For that $300,000 he was making the year of the Super Bowl. Amazing. So $300,000, you can win a third of that in the Mega Raffle. You can be Dan Hampton like money. Ken Henderson joins us as well in studios here. Ken, of course, got the orange blazer. How many days of the year do you pull out the orange blazer?
Well, okay. I would say we go to school 180 days, so I would guess maybe 30.
Okay. See, but you got to kind of keep it special, right? Yeah, you can't do it every
game day. Game day, something important, sure. That's when I kind of wear this thing.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the cost that St. Teresa bears for educating a student versus the tuition you charge. I know it's important for you guys, your mission, to keep the tuition affordable for people. That doesn't cover the whole cost of an education of a student at St. Teresa.
No, it really doesn't. Only about 56%. Of the cost to educate a student at St. Teresa is covered by tuition and fees. So this is our largest fundraiser, and what we have to do is get out there and fundraise to keep it affordable, Brian. It's The cost of a student is about over $13,000 to educate a student at St. Teresa.
Which is still a heck of a deal. Look at it, right? I mean, you've been in education your whole life. I mean, $13,000 for the quality of education we're talking about is still a heck of a deal. But to keep it affordable for families, you guys, it's important for you to go out and raise money elsewhere rather than passing that along to the families.
Yes, absolutely. The Mega Raffle and other fundraising activities. And we do have benefactors that give scholarship money to the school. Over 100 students at St. Teresa get some kind of financial aid to help them around along.
Okay, so you do this. This is how many years?
For
the Mega Raffles?
Yeah. 24, I believe.
I remember the very first one. It was a house. I remember being in a board meeting, and I think it was Kemper Wilcott. We were talking about, we're going to give away a house. Second year, change to cash, because not everybody needs a house, but everybody can take $100,000.
Everybody could use that. You're right.
Father Stephen Erisman joins us as well, chaplain there at St. T. Tell me about the family, Father, of what it's like at St. Teresa. You know, we've been there. We've broadcast a number of times. We've been there. You know, we do all the basketball games, the football games, the alumni that come back. You know, once you're a St. Teresa grad and alum, I mean, it's a big family.
It really is a big family. You know, within the Catholic education at St. Teresa High School and the community that builds, and with all of our alums and our teachers, our faculty, our staff, there's always been this great gift of family, because once you're a part of it, you're a part of it, and you're a part of it for life. And it's so wonderful, because we have so many that come back to see things that, you know, and even faculty members that have retired that still come to our games and still cheer on our students, because these are their kids. These are who they live for. You know, when we look at our teachers and the staff and the faculty, we have just top-notch people who are, you know, heads in their fields, but at the same time, they also they love these students like their own, and it's a true dedication for who they are. You won't find better faculty, staff, and family than at St. Teresa High School. And the students feel it, the parents feel it, and I really do think that the Decatur community feels it, because, you know, with Decatur, St. Teresa is a huge part of this.
Your teachers, you know, probably make less than most teachers in the area, right?
I mean, about 75 to 80% less. Yeah. Not less, 75% of what a public school teacher.
And that's not because you don't value them or they don't have. No. It's a different ball game. You were in public education, you're now in private education, but I think it also speaks to those teachers and their passion. They choose to do what they do, knowing they're making less, because that mission matters to them.
Yeah, it really does. It's important, and it's a special feeling at St. Teresa. We're so glad to have Father Erisman at St. Teresa now, and it's incredible if you just walk through the halls and you see the kids and the faculty. I've been in this business now 42 years, and honestly, in almost 13 years now at St. Teresa, doesn't seem like that, Brian, but it's really a special place to learn and a special place to teach.
All right, Dave, Hickory Point Bank is involved with so many things in the community. You guys are just the only locally owned bank.
That's correct.
You know, that matters, because you guys are involved. I mean, all of your staff. We talked about this with Carla yesterday at the community leaders breakfast. I mean, you go through the roster of the staff at Hickory Point Bank, and there's St. Teresa alums, and there's people that have, you know, been a part of the mission. But you know, not only St. Teresa, the entire community.
We're invested. I mean, that's our campaign that we're running now. You see that on television, hear it on the radio, and it means that we're local. We're invested in the community. We understand the people who live here. We partner with the people and organizations who live here. Hickory Point Bank employees and team members are involved all across this community, in every public and private entity, basically. And being community active is one of the hallmarks of our, it's one of the values of our organization. So you will see Hickory Point Bank team members all over our community doing great things.
We have a $500 cash prize we're giving away today, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, and we're giving away those 10 free tickets each hour. If you buy a ticket, you're in the drawing. So buy early. I mean, just do the math here. You don't have to be a banker to understand this. If you get in the 6 o'clock hour, then you're in for the 7 o'clock drawing and the 8 o'clock drawing. You guys are doing an early bird drawing this year, $10,000 prize, right?
And that's due, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So May 3rd, we're going to be at door 4, and we're going to have a drawing, and you'll got a chance to win $10,000 this year. We haven't never done that. We hope it'll initiate people and encourage them to buy and buy early.
Okay, here's your best deal of the day. Because if you buy two, you get a free one just by calling. I mean, everybody gets that deal. If you buy three, you get two free tickets. Yes. If you buy five, you get five free tickets. So if you call right now at 875-1340 and you buy five, you're going to get 10 tickets. You might win 10 tickets on top of that, which doubles your chances to win not only the $10,000 early bird, but the $100,000 grand prize. And the early bird drawing, the person that wins that doesn't get like knocked out of the contest.
No,
you're still in there for the whole
$100,000. And then $10,000, I mean, that's what most raffles really are in and of themselves as it is. So, just being the mega, the early bird with the mega drawing is pretty awesome to win 10 grand so early. So,
well, it's a great cause. Even if you don't win, that the money's going to a good cause, and it's going to I always say this, if you go to St. Teresa and you walk down that hallway of the newer addition there, and there's sort of all those class photos and you go back through those, and you got to start back in the day, but you find the Skaffingtons and the McElroys and the Becks and the community leaders, the people that have stayed in this community make a huge difference. Dave, you know this.
Dawsons, too.
I hate even starting the list because you're going to leave a bunch of them off. And then even the newer generations, of folks that are going to be community leaders for a long time.
Yeah. It's a special school, and it's a community. I guess we keep talking about that, but that's what St. Teresa's all about, I think.
All right, call us right now at 875-1340. You have about 26 minutes to get in on this first drawing. We're going to give away 10 free tickets. All you have to do is buy one to be in. They're $100 each. The grand prize winner, $100,000. There's a super early bird drawing that's brand new this year, a $10,000 prize. That's going to be on Friday, May 3rd, and held at Door 4 Brewery. And that event runs 5 to 8. They're going to do the drawing around 7 o'clock. And even if you win that, you're still in for the $100,000 grand prize. So call right now at 875-1340 or go to stmega.com. You buy two, you get one free. You buy three, you get two free. You buy five, you get five free. And you might just win 10. Now, quickly, Ken, the grade schools also benefit from this because $10 of each ticket purchase can be donated to the school of your choice.
Yeah, you can circle it at the bottom of your ticket. You could circle one of our elementary schools, and this is a good fundraiser for them also.
Brian. Yeah, Holy Family, St. Pat's, or Our Lady of Lourdes.
You bet.
All are eligible.
Because we're all one team.
Yep, big community. Guys, we appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank and Argentina Orianna. The Illinois CASA has officially announced that Judge Thomas Little, Macon County Juvenile Advocacy Judge, was their selection for the 2019 Illinois CASA Judge of the Year Award. Judge Little and his efforts to care for Macon County's abused and neglected children are second to none other, says Executive Director of Macon County CASA, Julia Livingston. His heart and mind are always fully invested in these children and their overall safety and success. Judge Little was selected through a nomination process open for all CASA offices in the state of Illinois to nominate juvenile advocacy judges in their service counties. It's that time of the year again as the St. Teresa Mega Raffle officially kicked off today on Byers & Company on WSOY AM Decatur. Tickets are on sale now for $100 per ticket with several money-saving bundles to choose from. This year, there will be a $10,000 super early bird drawing on Friday, May 3rd at Door 4 Brewery. The $100,000 grand prize drawing will be on Friday, May 31st at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Decatur. For more information and to buy tickets, head to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
This is the St. Teresa Mega Raffle Kickoff on WSOY. Buy your tickets now by calling 875-7950.
All right, disregard that last call to actions. We switched up phone numbers this morning. It's 875-1340. That is the number you call to get into the mega raffle, 875-1340. Or you can go to stmega.com or stop by the studios here at 250 North Water. We'll have the doors open if you want to come in and pay by check or credit card. They will happily take care of you. cash, check, or credit card. Only 5,000 total tickets will be sold. And backed by popular demand is the bundle promotion where you can buy two, get one free, buy three, get two free, buy five, get five free. And we're giving away 10 free each hour. All you have to do is buy. Your name is in the drawing. So get in early at 875-1340. That is the telephone number. All right. So I told you last night I did watch the 85 Bears. Found it for a purchase on Amazon at $2.99. I don't really even begin to understand how all of these licensing things work when it comes to sort of ESPN or any sort of network. And I mean, HBO is smart. They didn't give Game of Thrones to anyone.
At all.
So, I mean, you got to go to HBO to get Game of Thrones. Yep. That was probably a smart move.
I agree.
I mean, it probably caused a lot of people to subscribe to HBO. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you the list of the things that you have to know about in April. I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive list of TV entertainment that is coming your way.
I'm excited.
It's a big month.
This is a big one.
All right, so I don't know how, like, if you Google 30 for 30, you know, you can get the whole list. I mean, how many of these documentaries have they made? 100? You know, 150? I have no idea. Started out with 30 for 30. It was the celebration of the 30th year of ESPN. Mm-hmm. And so they were going to make 30 documentaries to kind of culminate 30 years of broadcasting. And then it was so wildly popular that they just kept on doing it.
Kept rolling. It's funny now, anything that major that happens in sports, now people are wondering when that 30 for 30 will come out right after it happens. So that's the AAF or L or whatever it was, the football thing that just folded.
How are you going to make a documentary out of something that lasted half a season?
Because the story is interesting that basically this billionaire guy bought the rights to this because he wanted the gambling software that this football league had. Once he got access to that, he pulled his money like, okay, I'm good now. I got what I needed. See you guys later. It's just an intriguing story. It's almost
really?
It's interesting. Like, how did this come up, and how do you
see? I've had zero interest in these offshoot football leagues at all. I mean, I the other one may work. I'm predicting it won't because I can't imagine that it will.
Yes,
I just don't that there's going to be any sort of demand for this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so this other one didn't even have a full season, right? I mean, or didn't have the playoffs or whatever,
nope.
Or whatever it was they were going to do. I don't get it. Give me the real thing. You know, go big, go home. I can't, you know, you got college football, you got the NFL. I think it's enough.
Definitely. I think you got enough football. There's plenty of other sports to go around, too. So
do you need more? I mean, do we not have enough entertainment in life? I think back to when I had like four channels as a kid. Do we not have enough? I mean, millennials and then your next generation people stop. We've got enough, I think.
We've got you covered. There's so much out there. You have what you need.
All right. So I have no idea how many 30 for 30s. It looks like there's about, well, there's volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. They've got ESPN Films Presents. There's a soccer story version of this. There's a lot of it. And do you remember what the very first one was? Do you remember the very first 30 for 30?
No, I don't remember, actually.
It was King's Ransom, which was the Wayne Gretzky deal to go from Edmonton to Los Angeles.
That was a good one.
Yep.
I do remember that one now, yeah.
Number 2 was The Band That Wouldn't Die. That was after when the Colts left in the middle of the night in Baltimore, right? You remember that?
Yep.
And then Who Killed the USFL? That was number 3. And you talk about going back to sort of, you know, these offshoot football leagues. And Trump was in that.
Yeah, he was.
But didn't Trump sign Herschel Walker?
Herschel Walker or Jim Kelly, one of the two. Yes, he had. He did. He threw some money out there.
The New Jersey Generals, I believe, was the Trump football team. So,
goodness.
I think I got to go back and maybe watch a few of these, of the old ones.
They still hold up well, I think. I mean, even if they were from 5 years ago, did they?
Oh, well, the first one debuted October 6, 2009.
Goodness.
So, I mean, that's, you know, 11 years ago. So they've been on for quite a bit. The 2016 85 Bears was what made me think about it yesterday because, you know, Dan Hampton was in town for the Herald Review's community leaders breakfast, and he referenced that, and Kevin Brahaney was in the other day talking about it. So I had watched it originally when it came out, but I hadn't seen it, you know, in 3 years or so. I went back, and it was entertaining. That team was entertaining.
Very much so. Very much so. First of all, Dan was really great yesterday in watching him interact with people afterwards.
He was great. He's not a great speaker. I would say that, like, these guys, just stand up there and tell stories.
Yes.
I mean, you know, don't need to do the motivational stuff.
Right.
We know you're a winner, Super
yes.
Bowl. I think that they always feel like when they're a speaker, like you get paid an appearance fee, like you have to sort of connect something that's going to like make you go rah-rah if you're an insurance agent or something. Sure. And I think just no, just stand up there. You got the 85 Bears. You could sit up there for an hour and a half and just tell stories from the locker room.
Yes. And then take questions and answers afterwards.
I mean, yes.
There's so many things that I want to hear more of. I would love to hear more about the McMahon, why he hated him so much. I mean, obviously, I know why, but I want to hear more of those hate stories. I want to hear, give me some fridge stories. Give me some interesting things out there from that team, because I know there is a ton.
Yeah. All right, 875-1340. Call right now. Get in and buy two, get one. Buy three, get two. Buy five, get five. And in about 17 minutes, we're going to give away 10 to one of those lucky ticket purchasers. So give us a call right now at 875-1340. You could, after all, I mean, we're doing all this stuff today, but someone's going to win $100,000 at the end of this. And I guarantee you there's not a person alive, I don't care how wealthy you are, how much money you make, or how little, that couldn't spend $100,000 on something. A house, a car, a boat, whatever it might be. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Give us a call right now. Get in that drawing, because once you get in, you're in the rest of the morning, right? Mm-hmm. So if you do it now and you don't win at the top of this hour, you have a chance again at the top of the next hour. If you don't win then, you got a chance again at the top of the next hour. We got a $500 cash prize we're giving away today. That's just today, $500. How about taking that into the weekend?
Great.
All right, 875-1340 is the telephone number. So we're out there yesterday. We're watching him. I thought he was great with the people. Couldn't have been friendlier. This is the man who invented the Gatorade bath. When you think about that, that in and of itself is sort of a career, because that is something that goes on for the next 100 years. I mean, every time there's a picture of that in the AP or on the front page of a newspaper or video on SportsCenter, knowing you were the very first one to do that.
That
occurred to no one else.
Yes.
In the history of football up until that point. And you decided to do it, and now it is just a normal part of the game.
And it's interesting, because I would have thought that this would have happened way back in the day with a water cooler, maybe back in the late 70s or something along those lines. Or when Gatorade came out in the 60s and 70s, it would have happened. It's hard to believe that now in 1985 was when that first ever happened.
No, it was actually 83.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because the Giants got credit for it, but he says it's documented, and I looked at that, and it is. And it's pretty interesting. And he did not participate in the Super Bowl shuffle. Neither did Steve McMichael, because in the 85 Bears, he says, to this day, I still have people every single day of my life go, I loved you in the Super Bowl shuffle. And he goes, I wasn't even in the damn video.
Nope.
And so that is, like Maddie, many people remember that about the 85 Bears. All right, the 30 for 30 available, $2.99 on the Amazon app, if you're so inclined.
Totally worth it.
Oh, I think with Amazon it's $2.99. I mean, I don't think you get stuck with any of those like surcharges or whatever. And I know that because I've got my Amex, notifications on my phone. So like as soon as you click it, you know, you're getting an alert on your phone. $2.99. What can you get for that these days? Not a lot.
Nope.
The 85 Bears, 1 hour and 41 minutes of goodness and joy. Which you can check out on your own time. All right, we need to take the Marquis Coffee break. They've been fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquis Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Save big. Looking for a fun and exclusive way to take in a Cardinals game this season? Check out Busch Stadium's new premium party suites. Here to tell us about them is Director of Premium Tickets, Dolores Scanlon.
I'm pleased to announce that new for 2019, fans can enjoy a game from Premium Party Suites. These suites feature a full-service bar inside the suite, a newly enhanced menu, and a renovated design perfect for entertaining clients or friends.
For more information and to check out the new renovated design, visit cardinals.com/premium.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers and Company on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, the 5th of April, it is St. Teresa Mega Raffle, the big kickoff for the 2019 contest. Someone's going to walk away with $100,000. It might as well be you. So give us a call at 875-1340. We're going to give away 10 tickets to one lucky ticket purchaser today at the top of the hour. Then we'll do it again in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll do it again in the 8 o'clock hour, plus a $500 prize. And they've got those bundle packages that are available for everybody. This is for everyone. You call in right now, and you buy two, you're going to get one free. You buy three, you're going to get two free. You buy five, you're going to get five free. And we're doing all of our contesting on top of that. And at the end of the day, after the early bird, super early bird drawing of 10 grand on May 3rd, someone's going to win $100,000. Give us a call right now, 875-1340. Operators are standing by, as they say. So, yesterday, we had the Herald Review's Community Leaders Breakfast. Today, we have the St. Teresa Mega Raffle. But in between those two things, there was a huge announcement of another $25 million gift by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation to the Community Cares Campus. And coming up about 2 hours, well, an hour and 10 minutes from now at 8 o'clock, we will be joined in studio with Tanya Andrix, former sheriff of Macon County, Tom Schneider, and Howard G. Buffett. They'll be in to talk about this latest. So 25, 35, 50, it's going to be like a $60 million campus when all is said and done that will literally serve people from birth to senior citizens and everything in between. It is, there's not anything like it in the United States of America. I mean, it really isn't.
It's unbelievable that, to think that all that can be at one place now. When you think about, not that Decatur is a vast community or any of those things, but when you're trying to find those services, you have to go all over the place. So it's bus rides, it's all these things here. Now it's one central location to find all of this, and that's, it's just incredible.
It absolutely is. And what people don't talk about, and it's being done for the reason to help people. But what people don't talk about, when you spend $60 million on contractors and electricians and, guys put the dry board up and painters and people who lay the asphalt. And I mean, the ripple effect on the economy and the number of people that are put to work is just, it's an amazing thing.
It really is.
You know, we alluded to this with the interview with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf before her election, knew that it was going to be announced, sometime after the election. And it was interesting because I saw somebody, like the typical stuff that you see, 90% of it was positive on Facebook. But I saw something that I thought was interesting that I wanted to address in the fact that somebody was, basically saying, if it wasn't for Howard, because our community leaders aren't doing anything. The mayor was intimately involved in all of this and has been with every single one of these projects. And there's going to be some infrastructure costs shared by the city, to make this happen,
sure.
Roads and the stuff they're in charge of. So to suggest that this stuff's just sort of done without I don't know if people just don't understand the way things work or how things work. I don't know if it's a willful ignorance. I don't know if it's just sort of the people that just like to complain about everything, so that's what they do. But the idea that the city council and the mayor and the city manager and staff aren't involved in these things is a ridiculous notion. They are.
Yeah, they have to be. That's how the city
stuff
works.
You don't just – well, anyway.
I'm going to put this here now.
No, I'm not quite sure why people – I guess if I really don't understand something, I will tell you. I don't know. I really don't have an opinion on that because I don't know how that works.
Right.
Like I was telling you earlier, I don't know why you can't purchase things on your app, on your iPad, the way you can do it on your TV, because there's some sort of war between like what Apple gets versus what Amazon gets. But I don't purport to understand the whole thing, so I'm not going to give you motivation behind why those decisions are made. I just really don't know. I don't get it. I just go to my TV and I buy it there.
Right.
But there's always people that want to weigh in. I've often referred to these as the often wrong, never uncertain crowd. And they just constantly just, okay, well, let me tell you what I think. It's like, okay, I can tell you that I was in those meetings, and the mayor was in those meetings, and the new city manager was, you know, most recently, you know, in those meetings, and you do have your leadership involved.
You want to have that.
No, I mean, you can't do it without it. I mean, that's the thing. So to the people who just said, yeah, if it wasn't for him, we would have absolutely nothing worth a damn being built. Our city leaders should be embarrassed of themselves. It's like, okay, you're just ignorant.
Yes.
I don't know what else to give you. You're just ignorant. You just and you're ignorant enough that you don't even know what you're ignorant about. You're just making it up as you go. Got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Big Maddie Hall sitting in with Rachel Devereaux because it takes two to replace Lindsay when she's on vacation. Has your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
All right, it's a little dreary out there right now. Some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 60 today. For tonight, we've got a little bit of fog as well. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. For your Friday, a little bit of fog in the morning. Or for your Saturday, sorry. A little bit of fog in the morning. And then mostly sunny, high near 70. Enjoy that day. For your Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 49 degrees.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Big.
On WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We'll be educating you along the way about what DMCOC is, by the way, Decatur-Macon County Opportunities Corporation. And you're familiar with our good friend's baby talk, but we'll get into some of those details a little bit later in the program, along with Tom Schneider, Tanya Andrix, and Howard G. Buffett. We also have several guests that are coming in today from St. Teresa as well. And we will also be checking in. I think we missed Pastor Matt. I'm not sure what happened there.
In the flood of phone calls, we were trying to go through all those things there, so we'll get that taken care of.
Well, right.
As in, it's already passed.
Yeah, but we need to make sure we have to bring out our home highlight, Mark Tupper, and
yes,
all those.
So yes.
Let's be looking ahead here a little. All right, and then, as I said, we'll be checking in with the folks from St. Teresa as the Mega Raffle kicks off today. $100,000 to the grand prize winner, and then all kinds of great ways for you to win ahead of time, including 10 free tickets every hour. All you have to do is buy one. But why buy one? Buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free. And then you're still in the drawing for 10 free and a $500 prize this morning. Plus that super early bird $10,000 prize coming up on May 3rd. That's a Friday at Door 4. So give us a call right now at 875-1340, and you can get in. A couple of lines open. Operator standing by. They'll take your credit card information right over the phone, or you can go to stmega.com and buy them online. If you buy them online, you're still in the drawing, by the way, for all the prizes this morning. So all of that is good. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Give us a call right now. And as I mentioned a little earlier, about 1 hour from now at 8 o'clock, Tanya Andrix, Tom Schneider, and Howard G. Buffett will be in the studios today. We'll talk about this latest $25 million gift to the Community Cares campus and what that means for DMCOC, Baby Talk, and the entire crew there, and what that campus is going to mean for this community. If you've been over there, you were over there to take a picture the other day. Isn't it amazing how quick that construction is coming together?
It's so, it, yeah.
Tony's just blowing it up.
They are doing it.
Yeah, the Romano company is, mm-hmm. is heading up that project. And I know we haven't had a great building season, but, man, they are, like, way ahead of schedule. And you look at all the people that puts to work. It's just an amazing thing. So all of that straight ahead. Give us a call right now. Got about a minute and a half to get in for the first 10 free tickets. All you have to do is buy one at 875-1340. After all, with those 10 tickets, you might win $100,000. 875-1340. 875-1340. Call right now and you could win. That's as simple as it gets. 875-1340. All right, straight ahead, we will be bringing into the studios Judy Lorash and Larry Daly and Maya Fombell and some of the other folks from St. Teresa. And we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We've got a big action-packed show here for the Mega Raffle Kickoff. Call right now at 875-1340. We'll break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank in Argentia, Orianna. Illinois lawmakers have pushed through legislation that would keep townships from holding up wind farm construction in the midst of a court case over that issue in central Illinois. The legislation would restrict regulation of wind farms to the county if the windmills are close enough. It effectively removes townships from having any objection. State Senator Chapin Rose says a township is fighting against a